You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong James. And today, woo-wee, what a blessed Monday morning today is, y'all. Woo! I got up this morning. I got up ready to praise the Lord, have conversations with the Lord, and just have some intimate time with my Father. Oh, man. Intimate time with my Father. This past week was mind-blowing. And God really showed out, y'all. He showed out. He showed himself to be exactly who I know and believe he is, which is a faithful Father. So be sure to check out Saturday's testimony episode. Oh, y'all, get your tissues when you listen to it, too, because your girl was crying, snotting, and sniffling. Okay. But listen, what did the Holy Spirit say to me this morning? I want y'all to strap in because I'm probably going to go in a bit of a direction that some of you might be like, wait, what? Oh, no. Oh, wait, what now? But I want you to just tune in, okay? I want you to just allow the Holy Spirit to use you to listen to what he said to me this morning. And then allow him to just take what I'm saying and make that revelatory revealed to you, what I'm saying. Let him reveal himself to you and what he wants you to hear from what I'm saying. All right, y'all got that? Okay, let's get it. So this morning, the Holy Spirit told me to watch what comes out of your mouth. Yeah, that's exactly what he said. Watch what comes out of your mouth. Pay attention. Don't just jump out and say what culture says. Don't just jump onto what culture is saying or doing. Be careful what comes out of your mouth. Kingdom ain't culture. That's what I wrote down in my journal, y'all. And I was like, kingdom ain't culture. I'm like, Lord, would you say ain't? But y'all know the Lord speaks to us the way we speak. And I say ain't. So he's speaking to me the way that I understand him. Now, if you don't say ain't, he said kingdom is not culture for you. But for me, he said kingdom ain't culture. Watch what you're saying. Watch what's coming out of your mouth. Don't just jump onto what culture is saying and doing. So my mind immediately went to all the things that I've been seeing on the news with the protests and people chanting. Someone starts a chant and others follow. That's where my mind went to. That's where my mind went to about how people would just start a chant. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Or Black Lives Matter. Or whatever the chant is, somebody starts it and people follow. So my mind went to that. And then my hand just started moving and writing. And I wrote, while I can breathe, I'm going to serve the Lord. While I can breathe, I'm going to do what the Lord commands me to do. What is the Lord asking me to do while I still have breath in my body? As I wrote this, I kept thinking about how easy it is for a chant to catch hold. You know, when you at a football game, one person starts a chant, next thing you know, everybody in the stadium is shouting defense. You know, whatever the chant is, whatever the chant starter said, that's what people are shouting. And it's simple. One person, ooh, Lord, one person can start a chant and have over 60,000 people saying the same thing. And I started thinking about everyone chanting the words, I can't breathe. Now, don't misunderstand me here because I know and understand exactly why people were chanting that phrase because it was the last phrase a man, actually two men, if you want to be honest, two men said before they took their last breath under the knees of demonically possessed people. The Lord reminded me that as kingdom believers, though, we ought to be the ones to influence and start the chants. There is more power in the name of Jesus than in the power of those words. Y'all understand what I'm saying? This is the part where I was saying y'all might be like, wait, what? You know, and I'm not saying Jesus may have told him to say that. I'm just telling y'all what he told me this morning. If y'all understand where I'm going with this. Words are powerful and names are too. But the most powerful name that we can chant and shout is the name of Jesus Christ. We should not forget his name. We should not forget his name. Jesus Christ. Demons tremble at his name. And what we are dealing with is demons. Y'all need to understand that. We're not dealing with regular humans. We're not dealing with people. We are dealing with demons. We are dealing with demonic forces. Things that are going on in this world, demonic forces. We are dealing with demonic forces, and we got to call on the name above every name, which is the name of Jesus. We should be shouting and proclaiming the name of Jesus. As kingdom believers, we the ones got to be leading the way, leading the chants. The Holy Spirit said, you can't just do what culture do. You can't just do what culture do. Okay? See, Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So y'all, we have to be careful what we're saying with our mouths. Holy Spirit is reminding us of that, that we must watch what comes out of our mouths and we must pay attention to what we are saying. You know, my mind went to what else we say with our mouths. How have we cursed ourselves with our words? And when I say curse, I don't mean cussing, okay? Because I used to cuss, but I don't cuss anymore. And when I say cuss, for those of you that don't understand the word cuss, I mean curse. Or as the little kids say, bad words. But if you're cussing people out, or if you're cursing people out, stop that, okay? But y'all, I turned to page 49 in my Prayers That Rout Demons book. Let me grab it right quick. And I began to break those curses this morning. And so I'm just going to read them out to you. For the people on the blog, welcome to the podcast. Because some of y'all just read and you don't listen to the podcast, and that's okay. But I put in the blog today that I didn't want to rewrite Apostle John Eckhart's book, right? Copyright. Okay, let's respect the copyright. But I can speak out and break these curses and release the blessings of God. All right, so let's do exactly that. I am redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. I am the seed of Abraham, and his blessing is mine. I choose blessing instead of cursing and life instead of death. I break and release myself from all generational curses and iniquities as a result of the sins of my ancestors in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses on both sides of my family back 60 generations. I break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. I break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I break and release myself from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. I break and release myself from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against me by others and by those in authority, and I bless them. I break and release myself from all self-inflicted curses by negative words I have spoken in the name of Jesus. I command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the name of Jesus. Woo, y'all. Listen, we done broke some stuff this morning, okay? But listen, y'all better go get that book. I keep telling y'all that book is everything, okay? I mean, it does not supersede the Bible. Don't go out there and misquote fun and say that I said that book supersedes the Bible, because it doesn't. But y'all grab that book and break them curses off of you. Did y'all hear what I said? Ooh, wee. See, them some curses, y'all. Ooh, y'all. I'm telling, break the curses. Break the curses this morning. Pay attention to what you say. See, I broke curses this morning. Then, y'all, I ain't just break curses this morning. I casted out demons too this morning. Ooh, when I say I was on a roll like cotton nail tissue, I was on a roll. Yes. See, I decided that some demons that I know about. Mm-hmm. See, I know about some demons in my family members and friends. Uh-huh. I know about them. And you know about some demons that are operating in your family and friends. And guess what? I decided they had to go today. They got to go today. Because what was I waiting on? Who was I waiting on? I believe and I know that I have the authority to cast out demons and heal the sick. So this morning, I did just that. I used my authority. I paid attention to what I said by using my authority within me to cast out demons and to heal today. Y'all, healing, casting out demons, that's what we are to do. We have the authority to do it. We have the authority to do it. I turned to John 10, which was amazing, for the scriptural surprise. And I want y'all to go and read that whole chapter of John 10, okay? But the hope words further solidified this morning. It said, if you're living outside of God's purpose, you are living outside of God's power. Ooh, my goodness. See, the enemy wants us to say what culture says. The enemy wants us to just follow any old chant leader. The enemy wants us to forget that we as believers have the power to cast him and his little demons out in the name of Jesus. He don't want us to pay attention to what we say, because if we paid attention to what was coming out of our mouth, we could stump his head with the word of God. We can stump him out with the most powerful name, the name of Jesus. And furthermore, he wants us to keep living outside of our purpose, because then we forget about our power. So y'all, today, be encouraged to pay attention to what you say. Repent for your sins. Repent, y'all. Repent. Every day I repent. Every day I repent for stuff. I be like, Lord, even the stuff that I can't even think of, I repent for it. Anything that was outside of your will, anything that didn't line up with what your word says, I repent for it. Disobedience, I repent for it. Talking crazy to folks, I repent for it. Looking at people sideways, I repent for it. You know what I'm saying? Repent for your sins and get back into living a purposeful life for God. I'm a living witness. I'm here to tell you that you can get back inside of the will of God when you repent and be obedient to what God says. Repent, obey, do what the Lord says do. I'm telling you, it's going to get your power. You're going to feel that power. And then, then you're going to start casting out demons and healing folks. Come on now, y'all, we got to pay attention to what we're saying. We got to pay attention to what's coming out of our mouths. All right, y'all, that is the wrap up for this Monday morning episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. All right, y'all, what are your assignments for today before we go? Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, what's coming out of your mouth? What is coming out of your mouth? Watch your words. Pay attention to what you are saying. All right. All right, y'all. That's all I got for you today. A couple of announcements. The Lord is shifting my prayer time. And so I'm going to be making some adjustments. Okay. I'm going to be making some adjustments to the time that the podcast and the blog is released. Okay. So I'm still like in prayer about it, but I believe it's just going to be pushed back for an hour. So whereas now it's posted by 9 a.m. Central Time, it's most likely going to be posted around 10 a.m. Central Time. because the Lord has shifted my wake up and prayer time. And I was trying to stay in the routine that I started this with. And he's saying, no, I'm shifting you. So I need you to be pliable and flexible. So as listeners of the podcast, I need you to be pliable and flexible, because we're going to move when the Holy Spirit says move. Okay. All right. That's the only way you should want to move. Amen. All right, y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.